This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he will order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about both citizens and non-citizens after the Supreme Court turned down his efforts to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Speaking at the White House just moments ago, Trump said he would leave no stone unturned to get what he called a clear breakdown of the U.S. population.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
The U.S. Census Bureau is part of the Commerce Department. The Constitution specifically assigns the job of overseeing the census to Congress, limiting the authority of the president over it. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked Trump's first effort to add the question to the census, faulting the administration's rationale as contrived. Britain said Thursday that Iranian military vessels tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A British government statement said three Iranian vessels were involved in the incident and that they backed off when they received a verbal warning from a British warship. At the State Department, spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said the United States stands with Britain in opposing Iranian attempts to interrupt shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
We will continue to work closely with the United Kingdom and our allies to ensure that the Iranian regime's malign activities do not further disrupt international law, maritime security, or global commerce.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps denied Britain's accusation. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Trump's nominee for the top military job in the United States says leaving Afghanistan prematurely would be a strategic mistake as the U.S. and the Taliban are negotiating a potential peace settlement. Army General Mark Milley, the current Army Chief of Staff and nominee for Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, told lawmakers at a Senate Armed Services Committee nomination hearing Thursday that he would make the best military decisions regardless of politics.
Guess what my next question will be?
Probably the same one you asked me when I was nominated to be the chief. Are you going to be intimidated?
That's the question. What's the answer?
Absolutely not. By no one, ever.
A deal between the U.S. and the Taliban has been expected to be centered on a U.S. promise to withdraw foreign troops in exchange for a Taliban pledge not to let Afghanistan be used as a base for terrorism. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee on Thursday authorized subpoenas of a dozen current and former Trump administration and campaign officials as part of its investigations into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the committee has a constitutional obligation to investigate Russian interference.
We will not rest until we obtain their testimony and documents so that this committee and Congress can do the work that the Constitution and the American people expect of us.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins said the subpoenas are overstepping the committee's role.
This is not the way subpoenas are supposed to work and oversight is supposed to happen. There's been no follow-up on many of these. Some of these have never even gotten the first request for even helpful. And the ones who have responded are now getting served with another subpoena. Wow. Let's keep going.
Trump's son-in-law, senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former Chief of Staff John Kelly, and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, along with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, are part of the names on that list. Some residents and visitors are prepared to flee New Orleans on Thursday as Tropical Storm Barry closed in and officials are warning of extreme rain and flooding. LaToya Cantrell, that is the mayor of New Orleans.
What that means is that there is a possibility, as it's moving slow, that we're going to get heavy rainfall for up to 48 hours, it could be.
Forecasters issued a storm surge warning of up to 1.8 meters for a stretch of Louisiana coastline south of New Orleans. Rain was an equal danger because the lower Mississippi River has been above flood stage, that is, for 6 months. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
great news. It's VOA.